Well, as you know, Cambridge 105 Radio are gutted this year because we're unable to do our usual world's biggest coffee morning because the Gwydir Street studios are locked down to the public. But we have been concentrating all week on the work that Macmillan do and why you should support world's biggest coffee morning, or just support Macmillan in general. I'm joined on the line by Sarah Goodman. She is a Macmillan Cancer Navigator at Addenbrookes. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
So tell me, what exactly does a Cancer Navigator do?
Okay, so yeah, we meet with patients when they're newly diagnosed with their cancer, offering support early on with, for example, things like making sure they have enough money to consider making things easier for them when they start their treatment. Some patients are worried about being able to afford to come into hospital or even the cost of cancer, so very often it's good to get support for them right at the start. Mm. And then basically it's just about supporting them throughout their journey from start to finish of treatment.
I mean, it must be a nightmare for people. When you get that news, it must just send you into a tailspin. You've got so many different things to consider, haven't you? What's it like for people when they first come to you?
Well, it's just like you said, they're in an absolute whirlpool. Some people, their immediate fears are obviously their families. They're not even thinking about the actual treatment or themselves, bless their heart. So it's really good that if you can have somebody in place to support them and help them focus on what's really important at the time. It's a tricky time for them as well at the moment.
But you've got plenty of experience in this, haven't you? You've been doing this for a while now.
Yes, well, I've worked in the cancer services at Addenbrookes for 16 years, and I've been doing this role as Macmillan Navigator for 2 years.
And how many people would you deal with at any one time? That's a real stick your finger in the air type thing, but how many people would you normally deal with?
At any one time, I probably have around 100 patients that I've had contact with in the last few months. Ongoing.
And I was going to say, does it tend to be ongoing, or do you tend to be there at the start and then they kind of get into a rhythm?
No, I'm there all the way through their treatment. So literally at diagnosis and then making sure that they're supported and have somebody to speak to if they're in the hospital and needing advice or help. Then I'll see them again during their treatment and then obviously again at the end, whatever else is in between. A lot of my patients, I'm really lucky and blessed with mine. They're an amazing crowd. Mm. I feel like they're my heroes. And, I get to work with them all through their treatment from start to finish. And most of the time, it's a good outcome, which is absolutely amazing.
That's very positive. That's a lovely thing to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never been so blessed than to work with Macmillan in this job role.
Now, I mean, at the moment, here we are in the middle of a pandemic. It's caused us to not be able to hold our world's biggest coffee morning this year. The government have seemed to have been quite keen to get cancer treatments, all the other stuff that tends to go on in a hospital, that they're aware that perhaps with COVID-19, that hasn't been happening. How are people with cancer feeling at the moment? Are you getting, what's the general buzz that you're feeling or you're getting?
It's been really hard. It's been a hard 3 months for people. I mean, obviously, treatment has never stopped, but it has slowed right down. And with the shielding, I think most of my patients' ultimate fears are with regards to the shielding. They're a lot more vulnerable. Mm. And obviously, as the shielding comes to an end, it makes people very nervous. A lot of my patients are still self-isolating, through the hospital's advice. And it's very isolating. So being able to have support throughout that is immense. I mean, Macmillan has done a new buddy scheme, which a lot of my patients also rely on, which allows somebody from Macmillan to call them at least once a week to see how they're doing, to give them a point of base, because it is very isolating. That's the worst bit at the moment for cancer patients, I think, is the isolation.
And it often feels that they're isolated anyway. The whole thing is a very personal experience, isn't it? So this is heaping it on.
Definitely, and everybody's had to adapt ways because obviously not everything's face-to-face anymore. A lot of it's virtual or telephone calls or emails, which again is very, very hard for them. But with the constant support, it makes it a lot easier.
Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, a lot of cancer sufferers and their families and people like that, they're the sort of ones who would typically hold a coffee morning, aren't they? But from what you're saying there with shielding and things like that, quite difficult for them to do. What are they doing and how are people marking coffee morning this year?
So Macmillan have adapted the coffee mornings that would have been to make it more COVID secure, so they can host like safe socially distanced doorstep or driveway coffee mornings if they're comfortable. They can also organise virtual get-togethers, so they do one big Zoom coffee morning. They've also, I think McMillan have got quite a few different things to make things easier for people with regards to the taking on a fitness challenge with, for the coffee morning or raising a mug for their selfie online.
Oh, marvellous.
There's amazing things that they can do now to continue to support the McMillan Coffee Morning.
And what will you be doing?
We're doing a virtual get-together.
Right.
We used to do a massive big one in our main cancer centre, but obviously we can't do that now. Mm. So we're all doing a big virtual one, all of our team.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. All right, Sarah. Well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you and find out what you do. You say it sounds like a fascinating job and a very worthwhile job. Thanks very much indeed for coming on the line.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.